This was the decade when social media came of age. We've come a long way from dial-up AOL.
You've got mail.
It is hard to believe that at the beginning of the decade that just ended, most of us were not on WhatsApp. There was no such thing as WhatsApp University forwarding fake news. Now, WhatsApp Good Mornings clog the internet in India. There are 400 million WhatsApp users in India alone. At the beginning of the decade, Facebook was still a place where we shared pictures of vacations and thought we were being daring when we described our relationship status as "it's complicated" and took quizzes to figure out which Disney character we were. We had not clubbed Facebook with fake news and election meddling charges. It was the age of social media innocence. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In pre-social media days, I had a certain wistful nostalgia about old school friends. We would meet once or twice a year, a fine excuse to have a drink and reminisce about grade 4. But the school WhatsApp group has shattered that nostalgia by exposing a petri dish of rabid political views, bad grammar, and pubescent jokes. These are not school ties that bind anymore. In fact, those overheated WhatsApp groups can actually prove to be a deterrent when it comes to showing up for the annual reunion. WhatsApp at least has a mute button for its notifications. On Facebook, friend requests keep coming. A Sandeep I didn't know sent a request. When I checked, I realized he had multiple friends named Sandeep. He was a Sandeep collector. Someone I didn't know from Adam sent a friend request. We had 73 friends in common, and I still had no idea who he was. In fact, Facebook has done its part in devaluing the idea of what friend used to mean. Today we should ask, is she a friend or a Facebook friend? When a real friend from my school days visited briefly from the US, we made sure not to post any pictures of our dinner together on social media in case our common Facebook friends found out. Which begs the question, what's social about social media anymore? If Instagram was meant to be a pretty picture refuge, that was short-lived. Now they don't show the likes counter because we were getting too competitive over there, buying followers and all. Once, people had conversations on Twitter. Now, it seems to be a troll pit where people with 7 followers spend their time needling celebrities, hoping to provoke some response from them. It's a curious kind of negative validation. But then, some people whose Facebook posts read like sentence fragments which have been run through a kitchen chopper get book contracts because of their humongous Twitter following. The only plus points that a journalist friend, no stranger to being trolled, was that perhaps Twitter was a valve that allowed people to vent their vitriol. Imagine what those people would be doing in real life if they didn't have Twitter, he said, making it sound like a sweat-out-your-toxins yoga class. But the anonymity of social media also enables a kind of meanness and no-holds-barred misogyny few of us dare reveal in real life. Yes, there is positivity too. Stray puppies do find homes via Facebook posts. But it is not a medium that naturally encourages kindness. Kindness, you see, rarely goes viral. Yet despite all this, we cannot turn back the TikTok clock to a pre-social media world. That genie is well and truly out of the bottle. Social media is where journalists find leads for stories and freelancers post their work. Social media is a business tool, a directory, a portable office. When an old friend logged off Facebook, I realized I no longer had an email or a phone number. For me, the true heroes of this decade are those who dare to go off social media. I don't quite have that kind of nerves of steel. But in a medium which is all about FOMO or the fear of missing out, I have discovered something new. JOMO, or the joy of missing out. An old friend didn't want to attend his college reunion because after he'd been added to WhatsApp groups, he realized he wasn't that nostalgic anymore. Then another event popped up and he delightedly said he could now experience JOMO, the joy of missing out on his college reunion. This is a social trend I think I too could get on board with in the new decade.
Sorry, I couldn't find anything called Joy of Missing Out.
We should disconnect from the internet, 'cause I'm tired of anti-social media.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
'Cause I'm tired of anti-social media. Ooh, I'm tired of anti-social media.